Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I've been preaching in the last hour, but now we're going to your calls intensely for the next 30 minutes. Then I'm getting into the latest on Tripoli, the earthquake yesterday, the economy, reports of millions of unseen species fill the earth. We're going to be breaking all of that down coming up. But right now, Danny in Arkansas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, I was just wondering if you know about the executive order that Bush signed back September 23rd of 2001, is executive order 13224. You're talking about how the first responders at 9/11 had to go to the Patriot database to get medical care. Well, since that executive order was signed, anybody who buys or sells property or gets a mortgage in the United States has to go to the Patriot database.
Well, that's right, the Patriot Act system. And when you rent a car, they run it through it. Everybody's turned into a little indentured servant Stasi agent. And it's really know your customer. But then Wachovia and Wells Fargo can launder $376 million and they don't get in trouble. It's a complete joke.
Yep, it's disgusting.
Well, that's a good point that you raise. But they're now running, again, the first responders through the Patriot Act terror database before they can get health care. But then Al-Qaeda is being handed Tripoli. What do you think of that?
I think it's just par for the course for what they're wanting to do to the rest of America and the entire world.
Do you agree with me that that it's horrifying to think, what are they going to do next? Super Congresses, amnesties, carbon taxes. Yeah, you're going to have rolling blackouts and increased power prices. Yeah, we don't need laws. Who needs state? I mean, do you agree that more and more this is a dictatorship?
Absolutely. It's been a dictatorship for quite a while since they got rid of JFK. We've been under a dictatorship.
You know, I think you're right. And now they're just really coming out in the open with it because they're getting us ready for the total depression.
Yep. Thanks, Alex. You keep up the good work.
Thank you, Danny. I'll try. It's so creepy. There's been a quasi-dictatorship since Kennedy was killed, but now they're really putting it in place. It's kind of like they had the car started before, but now they've got it rolling down the street and they're picking up speed. Let's talk to Tony in Washington, then Alan in Denmark and others. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for what you're doing. This is Burr Sergeant, and I'm preparing my retirement papers right now. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling you. I got to call Pachinovic out on the carpet, okay? Number one is there's a lot of us who would like to have a published list of Bilderberg and some others. Number two, Pachinovic, the reason why he's clamoring to talk about all this is because he's one of the ones who devised all these plans that are being utilized on us. And he's very well aware of that. He's just a weird animal. It's like you got to have him, but you got to hate him too. And
well, going back, we have published this year and several years back the Bilderberg attendee list. At first was leaked to the media, and then it always gets leaked, so then they get mad and then publish it on their own website, and then they run a psyop saying, look, we published it. Don't say it was secret. But no, going back about a decade ago, people would leak it from inside to Jim Tucker. Then they would get mad and started setting up their own website. So Bilderberg has a website, and you can now read the attendee list. We've, again, a decade or so ago, it didn't exist. Now they admit it exists, but just keep it secret.
Well, yeah, I understand that. It's just the list is always expanding. It'd be nice to put a little more spotlight personally on these people. The other thing is, if he is such a patriot, and believe me, I know some of the people that are in that whole system, you know, soft target, long distance acquisition, I'm very familiar, okay? Then if he's such a patriot and he has all these colleagues, then how come we aren't taking care of business here?
Well, look, I'm a news broadcast, and I mean, I think to ask somebody why they're not taking out corrupt people, I'm going to break that down when we come back.
Hi, folks. Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live into hour number two. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Wednesday, the 24th day of August 2011. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I am going to blitz through a bunch of news. We've also got some other breaking news on the economy we're going to be following. I want to go to Alan in Denmark, Seth in California, Bill and many others here in just a moment. But we had a caller in the last segment, if you missed it, who said, hey, if somebody like Dr. Steve Pachinik, who was in black ops all over the world and wrote psychological warfare manuals for the State Department, if he's saying our government's so bad, why aren't people like Pachinik dealing with problems here at home? This is a news broadcast. I don't get into talk about taking this person out or taking that person out. This is a corrupt system, and I liken it to shark teeth. If all of the leadership of the New World Order disappeared and was put on a deserted island right now, or like in Superman were put into a pane of glass and ejected into deep space from the planet Krypton, it is our individual laziness and our individual corruption to not be involved, to not be informed, that we would instantly end up in just as bad a position, perhaps even worse. See, the globalists are able to run things because they don't care if things get worse. In fact, they like it. As long as they control the resources and the police, they love the new civil war that's going to last years. Even the State Department, even the British Foreign Service is saying, yeah, this is going to last years. They might kill Gaddafi today or tomorrow, but this is going to go on for years. That's good. An industrialized country, the hub of Africa, destroyed. Western forces just guard the oil fields and the refineries and shut down that waterway they had to get water to Africa. You're not going to get that stuff for free. You're going to pay. And that makes all of their assets go up in value. When you burn down somebody's country, from the globalist perspective, that makes your value go up. Then you come in and loan them fiat money. Why do they accept your fiat money? Because you got a military backing it up. Because you bought that military in that country with your Ponzi scheme. See, real Ponzi scheme operators don't go to prison like Madoff. They take over. They rule. They lecture us on we shouldn't be able to have, take a shower or have more than one change of clothes for the earth. But then they're living in 25 palaces and giant yachts the size of destroyers and dozens of, wide-body aircraft and 5, 6, 7 kids while lecturing us. And they didn't make their money through free market. They stole every stinking cent of it and shut their competition down. And now they want everything. They don't want you growing your own crops and selling it to your neighbor, or producing your own eggs and selling it, or having lemonade stands. That's all over. The whole police state apparatus is here to revenue generate and to shut down the underground economy. That's the essence of an occupied country. When you're living in an occupied nation, when you're living in the most occupied type of country, you aren't allowed to do diddly squat. We have to have an awakening to the culture of liberty, rediscover it, and then just stop complying. And we have to support candidates who will run, who will educate people, even if they don't win the first 3 or 4 times. We have to expose the electronic voting machines. We have to defend the Second Amendment. We have to expose the globalists, because if they can blame puppets, they love the fact that Obama has the lowest approval rating in history of any president 2.5 years into an administration. And Obama is meant to go sit there at Martha's Vineyard and enrage everyone. He's meant, like a shield, to take all the hits. And when the globalists are done, they're going to throw him down and pick up another puppet, a Sarah Palin, a Mitt Romney, a Rick Perry. That's why they love all the other little shills, because they're just armor. They're just a distraction. They're just a front for the New World Order. That's why they ignore, or if they're forced to talk about him, demonize Ron Paul and talk to you like you've got a IQ below room temperature and say he cannot win. But wait, he keeps winning most of the polls. Shut up. We said, we told you. And people less and less buy into that when they talk to you like you're 2 years old. You're like, you know what? I'm not 2 years old. I see what you're doing. And they're like, really? Maybe we need to just shut down the alternative media. Maybe you Tea Party people are terrorists. Hmm? You see this Homeland Security system? Shut up and do what we say. Give us your pension funds, or we might have to arrest you for terrorism. And they openly smile and put out White House memos saying how great terror attacks would be. They mean to be out in the open now and come within one micron of admitting they're staging terror. They don't care if you know Al-Qaeda is globalist run and being given Libya. They don't care if you know the first responders are barred from the 10th anniversary. They don't care if you know they're openly getting ready to take at least half the pension funds of the military. They're announcing it and how great it is. They don't care. They like it. They're offshore in armored fortresses. They want you to blow stuff up and run around crazy and start killing cops. That's the terrorism they're talking about. They have, it's like throwing 2 Chinese fighting fish in a tank and watching them kill each other. They sit there and play these games with us. The globalists are a third party sitting back. All right, I'm going to shut up. But there's your answer. Look, I'm only for violence in defense. And I will defend myself. And I hope it doesn't come to that. Because I don't want to play along with their game. I'd rather police and military grow up, study a little bit of history and look at what's happening in this country and really, really join humanity. But, you know, they're not the bad ones. It's the corporate whores. It's the politicians. It's all these oily, mile wide, inch deep, all hat, no cattle type people who are completely shallow, completely worldly, and just prance around from party to party and enjoy being given awards and enjoy golfing with their buddies and acting tough. And they are the end result of a decadent society. They're that scum that rises up right before all the fish in the pond die. And they are the first that are going to run around like a chicken with their head cut off when their world ends. You know, at least mercenaries and police have to live in the dirt and see the crime and see what's happening to humanity and have to live in the real world. These bureaucrats and these politicians, these whores, they just sit up there in their little ivory towers all day playing with our lives like it's their little toy, to use the words of Bob Dylan. And I'm tired of it. I want my freedom, Jack, and I want it right now. And I want you out of my life. I want you to stop sucking off me. I'm going to do my best to identify who did all this and let the people do the rest. Because if they can't divert us with Obama or the fake Republicans, if they can't make us think that those little puppets are actually the people running it, then they're going to get the blame. The people that deserve to get the blame can't operate if they get the blame. They've got to run under stealth with their little front men and their little operatives out there, or their power is over. Wizard of Oz. It's an analogy, a book, a play written during currency manipulations. It was turned into a movie. And who's the little man behind the curtain with the big projection of the big mean face and fire shooting up? That's the banksters. They want you to think Homeland Security is the big scary face. It's meant to scare thinking people. It's a message to those that can think, yeah, we're a tyranny. Better shut up. But for the dumbed down, it's a message to them to just accept it. They're like a trained, domesticated cow that just walks right into the slaughterhouse. There's a giant meat grinder and the government saying, that's your mommy, walk in, we love you. Out in the open free field, they're saying, Al-Qaeda's out there, you don't want to be out there. Go right into those meat grinders. And the cows are running into it. And then they've got those of us that are awake and are just going, my gosh, this is Roman Empire, Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, Pol Pot, all rolled into one with a high-tech science fiction overlay. And we're like, mayday, 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 the ship's on fire. We got to get the Republic back. And the system's like, oh, you think you're in a tyranny? We'll just legalize all the illegals. Look, Jones, nobody cares. They all totally legalize now. Oh, we're going to just restrict the Second Amendment without laws. We're going to start shutting your power plants down without laws. China gets three a week. You get, you know, a couple a year of new ones. We're shutting down hundreds a year. Oh, we're not going to have the first responders at the event. Oh, we're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. Yeah. 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 We're going to tell you, you can't have a hot bath because it's bad for the environment, but we're going to fly around in our own private jets all day. Yeah. We're going to tell the public that carbon dioxide that plants breathe is evil. Yeah. We're going to do that. And they're just looking at us going, yeah, we're crooks. Uh-huh. You see all these White House memos about how great stage terror is? Oh, these three memos aren't enough. Here's two more right here. That's like Gary Hart writing that public letter and saying the U.S. government stages terror attacks. And don't think we won't do it again. I mean, they're just like, that's what it is. So drink your water, take your shots, eat your GMO. And we're like, but you tell their enforcers, hey, this system's destroying you as well. They're like, hey, I got a black uniform. I'm feeling powerful right now. But we're like, I know, but you're not going to listen, are you? And they're like, no, we're not. They just walk right off the cliff in front of you. Just, they're under hypnotism.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's a3p.me. It's time to take America back.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear. Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
By the way, our report about police confiscating cameras is up on Drudge Report right now on the right-hand side. We'll cover that when we get to the news. I know I've been preaching a lot today. I don't know if the general public realizes what going into hardcore tyranny is like. Yeah, there's the headline. Cops confiscate cameras at Ohio Congressman's Town Hall, Kurt Nemo. Just amazing. It's just everywhere. They're just going after everybody's basic liberties, public events, grabbing cameras. Man, why don't the police say no more? I guess they did out in courtside and they all got fired. All right, let's just go to your calls. Alan in Denmark, and then Seth, Sean, Bill, Marcus, and others. Go ahead, Alan. Welcome.
Hello, Alexander Pagwin.
Please don't call me that. What's on your mind today, sir?
Why not? You are our conqueror. But my point is, I would like to talk about Greenland. In 2008, Greenland became independent. That would be like if Hawaii became independent. But my point is, do you think that the world oil has plans for oil, like in Alaska, or is it about the Thule base, or what do you think?
Well, a lot of times when countries are, quote, given their independence, it's really just because they're being handed over directly to a corporate interest. And I don't know enough about that with Greenland, but I am aware of it. And there is reportedly going to be some expanded exploration into Alaska and other areas, because the cartel cannot have a pure monopoly, because Russia isn't playing ball and is exploring a lot of oil in their country. And so, as you know, Scotland, some of the other Scandinavian countries east of there are going ahead and developing those different operations. And that's a good thing. Or we would really see higher power prices from what we see now. But the globalists are trying their best to shut down as much exploration as they can.
Okay, but it's just because of the Thule base that has been built in 1951, and now it's part of the Air Force Base Command. I was just wondering if they're going to expand with underground bases, but if you don't know, then...
I do not know, but I know there's underground bases all over the place. There's one out here in Bergstrom under the Hilton Hotel. It used to be the SAC command base. It's connected to railways all over the United States.
Okay, so you don't know.
Okay. I do not know specifically. If you send me some information on that, Alan, I'll try to dig it up for you. Thank you so much. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Seth in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's happening, Alex? How you doing, man?
Good, sir. Welcome.
I called last week and got to listen to Serpico, and it was an amazing interview. I just wanted to let you know, did my first donation ever to a presidential campaign for Ron Paul.
Great.
On his birthday. Super pumped, man. Everyone I talk to wants to vote for him. Unfortunately, the people watching TV don't think he can win, so I just keep putting the message out there.
Well, you've got to love it how the media always says, well, he wins all these online polls, even scientific ones, but the Internet's not the real world. Well, no, it just so happens to be statistically a higher educated, more informed population. That's well known, not just in any marketing study you look at. But now he's winning first, second, or third place in every scientific poll. Most of them second place, some first place, a few third place. He's winning. Most of the straw polls are coming in statistical ties with Bachman. And they just keep parroting he can't win. In fact, I have an article here today. Gallup has another one out. Ron Paul now polls almost at dead heat with Obama, outstripping the other Republican candidates. I mean, Ron Paul is dominating. He is. If you had to pick one person, if you had to pick one person who is the real front runner, it's Ron Paul. And then when they do analysis of him against Obama, he does the best, because there are some liberals who are really progressives, who do really want to end war and end torture, and who do want states' rights, and who do want freedom. You know, Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. These names all change. You can call me a paleoconservative, a classical liberal. You know, to be a liberal today is not really liberal. To be a mainline conservative is to be like some kind of Nazi, warmongering, lying, torture-loving, gibbering idiots. So all these terms mean nothing. Ron Paul can absolutely dominate. Anything else Seth?
I think that's about it, man. Thanks for all you do, Alex. You rock.
No, I'm just, listen, we're all in this together, man. I appreciate everybody thanking me, but I would be insane to know what I know and not fight these people. They're not giving us quarter. They don't want to domesticate us. They want to kill us. Okay? We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Race through your calls because I've got to get into the news ahead of a special guest joining us looking at a major central bank actually taking over, or a shareholder in the central bank actually taking over the state of Kentucky. So we'll be looking at that and a lot more with a guest that's joining us coming up, Gatewood Galbraith, very interesting, a political pundit and analyst. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Marcus in Florida. You're on the air, Marcus. Welcome.
Hi, how are you doing? I would like all the info warriors to call all the mainstream media networks, complain that we want Ron Paul coverage. Fight the Ron Paul media blackout. Alex, you're my hero. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Boy, you can tell there's a lot of Ron Paul support out there, especially on this show. Let's talk to Bill in New Mexico. Bill, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's Bill. I'm here in New Mexico, and I found out about 5 to 6 years ago that there's a place called the Los Lunas Decalogue. And this Los Lunas Decalogue is the only place they found the Ten Commandments written in the script of Moses. And that's fine all. Wikipedia has their little thing, nothing to see here. But what's actually located there is an Israelite tabernacle site that dates to a solar eclipse in 759 B.C., actually September 27th, 759 B.C. And this all goes to, like, 4 years of research right up until I found out about you and your offshore cartels. What I was researching was this false god idea. Why was it just idols that they were worshiping? And it turned out that it wasn't. They actually had priests who packed and shipped all the goods of Phoenicians. So these were corporations of their age.
Well, I know that the New World Order law is the trade law of the Venetians. I know about that. The other stuff kind of confuses me, but I mean, I know that a lot of the globalists are into the occult. A lot of politicians are obsessed with numerology and are very superstitious. I mean, that's been confirmed in every age and every society for whatever reason.
Yes, and none of them are actually toting this mountain. No one totes this mountain. Matter of fact, it sits barren with the only place on earth that the Ten Commandments is written in stone. And it's written there, what, like 100 years before Torah law, before the Exodus of Babylon. So,
well, I didn't know that the Ten Commandments were carved in stone pre-Moses.
After Moses.
All right, well, send me some information because, again, I'm not saying it's an off-the-wall issue. I understand some of it. But again, I'm not the omnipresent here that is aware of everything. Please send me some information on that. Guys, start getting the video ready of this article. Congressman has cops confiscate cameras. I want to get that video ready. Again, the headline is Cops Confiscate Cameras at Ohio Congressman's Town Hall. Roger on that. Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to get to the news here in a moment, but let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to point out two things real quick. I said this back to my cousin about 3 years ago. I never thought that Obama and his little clan there was ever going to lay his power down. I think the reason they're poking is they're hoping that we'll rebel, so it gives them an excuse to go ahead and bring in full power. And I think that if Obama actually gets close to getting the nomination, I think that they may actually instigate something to go ahead and control us or to go ahead and take full dictatorship. Do you think they do that?
Absolutely. I think, Sean, what you're saying has a lot of truth to it, age people, trying to make people angry. And I remember 3 years ago getting the MIAC and Homeland Security reports where they're teaching police the number one threat is returning veterans, that the veterans are evil and that they support the Constitution and actually, you know, says they talk about the Constitution. They're pro Second Amendment and they're the number one terror threat. And they taught police in every city, veterans will attack you. It's not a question of if, but when. The veterans are going to kill you. And I'm like, man, that is bold to switch from Al-Qaeda to the veterans. And it's bold to actually use Al-Qaeda against Gaddafi. And it's bold to bar the first responders from the 10th anniversary. And if you're a new listener, I know that sounds like a lie. Fox News, AP, CNN. Again, I was on a syndicated show this morning, and they didn't believe me at first. And I don't blame them. When I saw this on Monday, I saw we had a link to CNN on Infowars.com, and I clicked it. And I was like, am I reading that? So then I went to the government press release about it. And this is what tyrants do. I mean, they just get crazier and crazier and crazier, but they're crazy like a fox. They're trying to break our will for the general public, but also make a lot of people go over the edge. And then they won't have to provocateur. I mean, I can't tell you, folks, how many 75-year-old veterans there are who served 25 years, you know, 23 years in the Army or whatever. And they take their pension away, they're going to get angry. And then when their house is getting repossessed and the sheriff comes with the deputies to take their home, it is not going to be pretty. How about the sheriff just doesn't take the house? How about we say, you know what, give us the $28 trillion back, or $27 trillion back we've given you foreign banks, that more than pays for all the delinquent mortgages seven times over, pays for all the mortgages in the U.S. almost twice, not just delinquent, but all of them. How about you just give us our tax money back, and then we'll talk about taking Grandpa's house. So you've absolutely hit on something here, Sean.
Is it all right if I bring up one more thing real quick?
Of course, go ahead.
I was actually in law enforcement for right at 10 years. I've been out of it for about 6 years, and you touch on that a lot. And I just wanted to kind of give you a little bit, I'm no expert, but a little bit of an insight on how they think it's like anything. I think that when you get anything with power or anything with control like that, it's easy to get compartmentalized and idolatrous in it. Something I even had to wrestle with my first 2 years. When you have the power to seize people's movement and take control of them, that's a lot of power, whether they think about it or not. And I think that it's easy to get locked into that, and it becomes kind of cultic, and where they protect each other. It's just kind of like a, I don't know, I don't want to say boys club, but it's just very idolatrous. And
it's the largest street gang on earth.
There's a lot of great guys in it, though. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of great guys, but just the few that are in it that make it horrible for everybody else because they're so visual that it's just overbearing to the guys that are in it because they actually care. And you'll find a lot of guys that are in it because they care.
Sure.
End up getting out of it.
Well, what's happening is that there's mob psychology in any group. I've caught myself leading a demonstration or at a demonstration, and I actually go wild. And that's the same thing that happens with police in a group where they just attack peaceful demonstrators because we have that animal side to us like a bunch of wolves. And that's why even the best militaries get out of control. That's why George Washington, you know, would hang someone for looting. The British, it was just, oh, go do it and bring me part of the loot. George Washington was marveled at around the world that, he actually hangs people if they loot, because he knew that if he let it get out of control, he even wrote that they would lose the hearts and minds of the people. It wasn't just that he was extremely moral and upstanding. He knew they had to be absolutely upright, and that the British were engaging in looting and atrocities, and that that was helping the cause of liberty. And so the larger problem with police from studying it, studying criminology and history, is that they've now, even if you have good leadership, you're going to have problems. When you get corrupt politicians in control of police departments, you become a third world country. Anything else?
I was just going to, one more thing. A bully will smack you across the face as many times as we let them. So if we don't stand up soon, we're not going to have another cheek to turn.
Well, how do you suggest we stand up then? I'm just trying to wake people up. I'm saying noncompliance, expose the central banks. It does look like they might indict the head of Goldman Sachs. He's retained the Enron lawyers. They've committed the crimes. I mean, the ruling class that did all this, that runs this, are openly criminals. So, how do we stand up against them without being violent?
We're running out of room. It's sad, and I hope it never has to come to those kind of things. But it would take so many people waking up so quickly to make such an uproar that they would have to back down out of fear of the people not being violent necessarily, but putting them in prison, taking down their industries and their towers of power. I mean, it's just going to take a lot of people waking up, and I just promise you, I hope that Ron Paul is able to wake enough people up, and you and people like you, and if we don't, I don't know. I hope it never comes to that, but either that or there's not going to be a republic left.
Well, the republic is cold and dead on the gurney. We've been dead about 5 minutes politically. We might be able to shock the heart back into motion, but we can always reinstate the republic. You know, it basically rises again because it's an idea, and it lives in us, my friend. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Sean, in Tennessee. It's just every time I think about it, I get chills. I was jogging this morning. It's like I'm a menopausal woman or something. I mean, my whole life, I've had a bad feeling. And every time it's right, I get up and somebody's breaking in my car outside, even though I didn't hear a noise. Or something tells me, don't walk into the field house. And then I go, I'm going to go ahead and walk in. And then somebody's cousin, you know, who I got in a fight with, you know, blindsides me and breaks my nose. And I'm like, wow, should have listened to that. My whole life I have this chill I get. And I don't get it watching horror movies. I don't get it. No, I only get the chill when like deep down my body, my soul is saying, man, this is, and now I'm getting chills 50 times a day. Something bad's about to happen. I'm telling you, folks, it's going to be bad like nothing we've ever seen. It could be suitcase nukes. It could be anything. But I'm telling you, I'm getting chills all the time now. Chills, 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 chills. And it might just be great for this country, but just watching the lawlessness of the government and knowing that they're getting away with it, well, they're going to just do more. See, that's what happens with tyranny. Once it's hard to get it rolling. But once it starts rolling, it's hard to stop. In fact, it just starts speeding up. And I'd say tyranny's going about 100 miles an hour right now. And this thing can go about 10,000 miles an hour. And it just starts going faster and faster and faster and faster. And, you know, I talk about the chill. It's like more than an adrenaline rush. Have you ever seen a child walk out into a busy street and you see a big truck coming? I know I've seen this a couple times. We've all seen it in movies and have that same feeling. But have you ever been in a parking lot and had your toddler run out behind you and a car's going 10 miles an hour and you have that feeling, not even of adrenaline, but more of just like you get chills. Like my whole world is about to be run over. And it's a feeling of wanting at my deepest level. And I know you want this as well. To have things get better, to turn it back, to just reverse the evil. But you know what? I guess this is what has to happen. Every time I get really upset about this, I realize that we lied to ourselves. We let ourselves give into corruption, all of us. I mean, at the time of Roe v. Wade, around half the country thought that abortion was a good thing. Now it's about 30%. So we're winning that moral fight. It took time. But 51 to 52 million babies are dead. And people don't like it when I talk about abortion. I've had so many radio stations over the years say, you talk about it one more time, you're not going to be on our radio station. Well, I mean, what, you think I would be complicit in the death of children to be on the radio? You think I would sell my soul out? I'm not a good person, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a bad person. The point is, I know I'm not perfect. It's not special that I don't want to join with evil. And that's why we're in so much trouble. People are like, oh, Alex, you have such courage to stand up against these people. Oh, Alex, what am I supposed to do? This is self-preservation, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you understand? You can't make a deal with evil. You can't invite it into your house. Oh, it's slick. It knows how to smile at you. It's got the sparkle in its eye, like Rick Perry. But at the end of the day, it's a predator that enjoys conning people. Stop being willful chumps. The tyranny is now blazing obvious, and it's going to get worse. You think the tyranny looks scary now at 100 yards away because it's like it's a flaming dragon of evil? Wait till it starts getting close and starts burning your skin. As it's coming at us, I told you that light far off was a big flaming corruption coming our way. People all know it's not. Now it's up close. People are going, oh, that does what? Ooh, yeah. Exactly. So, once this stuff really goes hot, once this stuff really triggers, once this stuff kicks off and the globalists institute a civil war in this country and terror attacks and bedlam and secret arrest and all the rest of the stuff that comes with it, there's not going to be putting a genie back in the bottle. There's not going to be a turning it around. Okay? We got to turn this around right now. And just what that former police officer just said, they want it to get violent. We have got to stop that from happening because they are going to use that to have a crackdown on this country against everybody. And then it's going to get even more violent. The globalists don't care. They're sitting it out, watching it. They're not in the arena. Let's go to Justin in Rhode Island. You're on the air. Welcome.
How are you?
How you good, doing, buddy.
Alex? 2 months listener, first time caller. A lot of things I've noticed been going on around my area, you know, just adding up to everything that you're saying. I see people all the time refusing to buy bottled water, drinking from the tap. The earthquake yesterday, as soon as I felt it, I knew it was hard. I knew there was government involvement in that. That was undeniable. I don't know what else to say. I mean, really, I just wanted to get my point across with that.
Well, I know this, and I haven't even gotten to that yet. Some days I just pontificate. Other days I do nothing but cover news. Other days just guest or calls. But today's one of those days where I just wanted to really talk to people from the heart. I always talk from the heart, but I have to control it or it just turns into a quagmire. But they are reporting it's extremely rare, a once-in-a-century event, and that it happened in an area where there's not tectonic plates going together. And that's in the Washington Post, so we know they have these tectonic weapons. The Secretary of Defense.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother walk with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. This cat, why don't want me to this cat? Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Us, Gatewood Galbraith, we'll continue with your calls and get to this video, and I'll give radio listeners a play-by-play. Cops confiscate cameras at Ohio Congressman's Town Hall. It's a public event. They invite people, and then they have the police confiscate the video cameras to, quote, protect the constituents. A local TV station, however, was allowed to videotape the meeting, and the brazen move by Chabot and the cops. Wow, this is really crazy. But I see this stuff all the time. Police chief stands up. You're fired, mayor. No one's allowed to speak. I rule. I mean, just bizarreness. And people roll over to it. And so they get more. People ask, what is tyranny? It's just when you give in to corruption, it runs wild. So, and I'm going to stop ranting. Let's go to Vanessa in Idaho. Welcome, Vanessa.
Hello?
Hey, welcome.
Hi. Long time listener, first time caller here.
Welcome.
I'm hoping my kids will be quiet so I can make my point here real quick. I woke up about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was just really amazed at the correlations between what I was learning and what was foreseen by prophets 2,000 years ago in a book called The Book of Mormon. Have you heard of it?
Well, I have heard of the Book of Mormon, and I think I've scanned through it once or twice, but I mean, I don't really generally have a religious-style show, because then it just turns into folks, you know, debating this view or that view. Even within Christianity, you know, there's lots of groups all saying that they're the one way to go. I just have a personal relationship with Christ, and so that's basically where I stand. But give us your view.
I know mainstream scholars, and they try to discredit and ignore it, but I'm just hoping I can just read a quick verse of Scripture. It's just a warning from a prophet named Moroni for people our day in this country, and he says, "Wherefore, the Lord commandeth you, when you shall see these things come among you, you shall awake to a sense of your awful situation because of this secret combination which shall be among you. For it cometh to pass that whoso buildeth it up seeketh to overthrow the freedom of all lands, nations, countries, and it bringeth to pass the destruction of all people, for it is built up by the devil, who is the father of all lies."
Yeah, don't Mormons call that conspiracies? They call it a secret combination?
Well, that's what the people in the Book of Mormon, their civilization was overthrown by secret combinations, and their book is written to warn us that if we don't stand up and awake, that the same thing's going to happen to us. And it's just full of these warnings. There's a great video on YouTube called Awful Situation, Secret Combinations Above Us, and it gives a lot of those.
Well, I know that you call them conspiracies, call them secret combinations. They certainly exist throughout history. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Vanessa. Let's talk to John in Australia, the land down under. Welcome, John.
Holy smokes, I made it through.
An American in Australia. What's on your mind?
You got it right. Yeah, listen, I just want to kind of tell all your callers out there that, you're right. I've been here in Australia now for about 2 years. And, you know, we left originally, my wife and I left originally, just because we got really sick of, hearing about terrorism and whatnot. And, just ever since 9/11, everything's been pretty much downhill. And, you know, the media just has it.
What am I right about real quick, and then I'll hold you over?
Well, sorry, just that you're right about how the media is telling you all these lies and whatnot.
Well, you're saying from your perspective from Australia, it's really become cartoonish to watch it from afar?
Absolutely, and...
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come right back. The guest is in 30 minutes. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.